trumpet, and loud let it ring. Jesus is coming again. Cheer up, you pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
戏说基督教，李四桂牧师主讲。
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
Let us bow our heads while we pray.
请各位低头，我们祷告。
感谢天父上帝，感谢你的恩典，今天我们再有这样好的机会研究主的道，求主带领我们走上主的正路。我们研究这些道理的时候，也求主的灵感动听众的心，使主的真理可以充满他们的心。愿天父上帝赐给他们信心，使他们愿意行走主的道路。我们如此祈求，自己不配，全是依靠主的圣灵。阿们。 We come to lesson 29.
我们现在要研究第29课。
Lesson 29,
第29课。
Please turn in your books to lesson 29.The title or the subject of lesson 29 is Paradise.
第二十九课题目是乐园。
All men are engaged in the pursuit of happiness.
所有的人都在追求幸福快乐。
But what does happiness consist of today?
但是今日的快乐是由什么来构成的呢？
Feasting,
宴乐
wine drinking,
喝酒
dancing,
跳舞
gambling,
赌博
and theater going,
上戏院
At least one would think so.
至少有人会这样想。
That seems to be what the majority are doing.
看起来似乎大多数的人就是这样做。
Are these places of amusement actually the source of genuine happiness?
这些娱乐的场所，这些娱乐是不是真正快乐的源头呢？
Does a person need constant excitement to be happy?
一个人是不是经常要有刺激才能快乐呢？
No.
不是。
Many people smoke.
很多人他们抽烟。
Drink.
喝酒。
Dance.
跳舞
gamble
赌博
and watch moving pictures
看电影
in order to escape reality
只不过是要逃避现实。
Perhaps there is discord in the home
也许他们的家庭失和
Perhaps business is bad
也许他们的事业不顺利。
In order to forget their worries
为了要忘记他们的忧愁。
Some people try to drown their cares in drink and worldly pleasure.
有些人他们就想用喝酒和世俗的快乐来淹没他们这些个忧虑。
Such indulging is not without its adverse reaction.
这一类的放纵并不是没有害的反应。
When all of the excitement is over,
当那一切的刺激或者快乐兴奋过去之后
and the person is alone
那个人独自在一起
he finds that the old problems return
他就会发现他的老问题又回来了。
At night it is hard to sleep
到了晚上觉得很难入睡
In the morning there is a headache
到了清晨他觉得头疼
and a bad taste in the mouth
在嘴里面有一股不舒服的味道。
Do not envy the wealthy man.
不要嫉妒那些个有钱的人。
Who can squander money on worldly pleasure.
虽然他们能够 浪费他们的金钱以追寻世俗的快乐。
He is not truly happy.
然而他并不是真正的快乐。
The happiness which all of us seek,
我们每一个人所追求的快乐
is a place where we can live peacefully.
就是我们能够平安地居住的一个地方。
Without fear of poverty,
不必恐惧贫穷
sickness,
疾病
or death,
或是死亡。
The happiness which men long for today,
今天的人所渴望的快乐
is freedom from worry,
就是能够脱离忧虑
from envy,
嫉妒
strife,
争竞
hatred,
仇恨
and revenge,
或是报复
The greatest longing of man,
人最大的渴望
is really to be in harmony with every other person and with God,
就是与每一个人以及与上帝相和好。
There was such a happy world.
曾经有一个这样快乐的世界。
In fact, this world which we live in,
事实上我们现在所住的这个世界
was once such a place.
曾经一度就是这样的地方。
Notice the first and last verses of Genesis 1.
我们且注意创世纪第一章第一节和最后一节。
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
在起初上帝创造天地
And God saw everything that he had made
上帝看他所造的一切
And behold, it was very good
都甚好
From the Bible record
根据圣经的记载
This earth
这个世界
Immediately after creation
在创造之后的那个时候
was indeed a paradise without flaw.
是毫无瑕疵的乐园。
Let us review briefly the record of the creation of our world.
我们且简单的来温习一下我们这世界被造的情形。
According to the first chapter of Genesis,
根据创世纪的第一章
God created light on the first day.
上帝第一天造光。
On the second day, he created atmosphere.
第二天，他造了大气。
On the third day, the dry land appeared.
第三天，陆地出现。
Out of the waters.
从水中出现。
And God created vegetation.
上帝造了植物。
The sun and the moon were created on the fourth day.
日月是在第四天造。
On the fifth day, the fowls of the air,
在第五天有了空中的飞鸟
and fish of the sea,
海中的鱼类
were created,
被造。
On the sixth day,
在第六天
land animals and man were created,
路上的走兽和人被造。
When God created, he did not use pre-existing matter.
在上帝创造的时候他并没有使用事先已经存在的物质。
From Psalm 33, 6 and 9 we read,
在诗篇33篇6节和9节有这样的话。
By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made.
诸天借耶和华的命而造。
And all their host by the breath of his mouth.
万象借他口中的气而成。
For he spoke, and it came to be.
因为他说有就有。
He commanded, and it stood forth.
命立就立。
The days of creation were not long periods of time.
创造的日子并不是很长的时期。
The Bible student
研究圣经的人
will find them to be 24 hour days.
就会发现那乃是24小时的一天。
Just like we have at present.
正如我们现在的日子一样。
Throughout the first chapter of Genesis,
在创世纪第一章里头
we see the statement.
我们可以很多次看见这样的话。
The evening and the morning were the certain day.
有晚上有早晨这就是第几天
In other words,
换一句话说,
every day had daytime and nighttime.
每一天都有白天和晚上。
The believer in the Word of God
还是相信上帝的话的人,
cannot believe in evolution.
不能相信进化论。
This word, world, did not evolve over a period of millions of years.
这个世界并不是经过多少万年的进化而成的。
Life did not progress from simple forms to complex forms.
生命并不是从简单的以至于进到复杂的。
Man did not evolve from the ape.
人也并不是猴子所变。
The Genesis record says,
创世纪的记录这样说,
that all forms of life were created after its kind.
各类的生物都是各从其类那样造成的。
The various species in plants and animal life,
在植物和动物的各个种类,
which exist now,
这是现今所存在的,
were created in the beginning,
都是起初被造的,
by an all-powerful creator.
被那位全能的创造主所造。
With the end of the sixth day,
第六天结束的时候,
all forms of life were complete.
各类的生物都已经造好了。
On a perfect earth,
造在一个完全的世界上。
Yet the creation week was not complete.
然而创造周并没有完成。
What happened on the seventh day?
在第七天发生了什么事呢?
In Genesis 2:1-3, it says,
在创世纪二章一至三节这样说,
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished,
天地万物都造齐了,
And on the seventh day,
到了第七天,
God ended his work, which he had made.
上帝造物的功已经完毕。
And he rested on the seventh day,
就在第七天歇了他一切的功。
From all his work which he had made, and God blessed the seventh day,
就安息了。上帝赐福给第七天。
And sanctified it,
定为圣日。
Because that in it,
因为在这日,
he had rested from all his work,which God created and made.
因为在这日上帝歇了他一切创造的功就安息了。
6,000 years ago,
在六千年以前,
God brought forth a perfect world in 6 days.
上帝用六天的功夫造成了一个完全的世界。
Everything was made for the enjoyment of man.
每一样东西都是为了人类的快乐而造的。
His highest creature.
人乃是他所造的生物里面最高的一种。
Last and best, God gave man the Sabbath day.
最后也是最好的，上帝将安息日赐给世人。
It was to be a day of rest from the 6 ordinary days.
这一天要作为六个普通的日子之后的一个休息的日子。
It was to be dedicated to communion with God.
要用这一天来与上帝交往。
It was to be a holy time, to be holy time.
还要做一个神圣的时间。
If in a sinless paradise,
如果在一个没有罪的乐园里头,
God saw that man needed a Sabbath,
上帝看见人是需要一个安息日。
How much more today, in this world of sin?
那么在今天，在这罪恶的世界里头，
must man need it?
世人岂不更加的需要这个日子吗？
Are you enjoying rest on the Sabbath day?
你有没有在安息日享受安息的福气？
It will revive your flagging energies.
它会振兴你那没有力量的精力。
And deepen your spirituality.
加深你的灵性。
Let us look at the vocabulary words to lesson 29.
我们看第29课的生字。
One.
第一个。
Pursuit.
追求。
Pursuit. Two. Gambling.
赌博。
Gambling. Three. Amusement.
娱乐。
Amusement. Four. Excitement.
刺激。
Excitement. Five. Indulging.
放纵。
Indulging. Six. Adverse.
有害。
Adverse. Seven. Revenge.
报复。
Revenge. Eight. Harmony.
和谐。
Harmony. Nine. Flaw.
瑕疵。
Flaw. Ten. Atmosphere.
大气圈。
Atmosphere. Eleven. Pre-existing.
先存在。
Pre-existing. Twelve. Sanctified.
成圣。
Sanctified. Thirteen. Flagging.
松懈。
Flagging. Now I will read lesson 29 over to you again in English.
我要讲29课用英文为各位再念一遍。
All men are engaged in the pursuit of happiness. But what does happiness consist of today? Feasting? Wine drinking? Dancing? Gambling? And theater going? At least one would think so. That seems to be what the majority are doing. Are these places of amusement actually the source of genuine happiness? Does a person need constant excitement to be happy? No. Many people smoke, drink, dance, gamble, and watch moving pictures in order to escape reality. Perhaps there is discord in the home. Perhaps business is bad. In order to forget their worries, some people try to drown their cares in drink and worldly pleasure. Such indulging is not without its adverse reaction. When all of the excitement is over and the person is alone, he finds that the old problems return. At night, it is hard to sleep. In the morning, there is a headache and a bad taste in the mouth. Do not envy the wealthy man who can squander money on worldly pleasure. He is not truly happy. The happiness which all of us seek is a place where we can live peacefully, without fear of poverty, sickness, or death. The happiness which men long for today is freedom from worry, from envy, strife, hatred, and revenge. The greatest longing of man is really to be in harmony with every other person and with God. There was such a happy world. In fact, this world which we live in was once such a place. Notice the first and last verses of Genesis 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. From the Bible record, this earth, immediately after creation, was indeed a paradise without flaw. Let us review briefly the record of the creation of our world. According to the first chapter of Genesis, God created light on the first day. On the second day, he created atmosphere. On the third day, the dry land appeared out of the waters, and God created vegetation. The sun and the moon were created on the fourth day. on the fifth day the fowls of the air and fish of the sea were created. On the sixth day, land animals and man were created. When God created, he did not use pre-existing matter. From Psalm 33, 6 and 9 we read, "By the word of the Lord the heavens were made, and all their host by the breath of his mouth. For he spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, and it stood forth." The days of creation were not long periods of time. The Bible student will find them to be 24-hour days, just like we have at present. Throughout the first chapter of Genesis, we see the statement, "The evening and the morning were the such and such day." In other words, every day had daytime and nighttime. The believer in the Word of God cannot believe in evolution. This world did not evolve over a period of millions of years. Life did not progress from simple forms to complex forms. Man did not evolve from the ape. The Genesis record says that all forms of life were created after its kind. The various species in plant and animal life, which exist now, were created in the beginning by an all-powerful Creator. With the end of the sixth day, all forms of life were complete on a perfect earth. Yet the creation week was not complete. What happened on the seventh day? In Genesis 2:1-3 it says, "Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made." 6,000 years ago, God brought forth a perfect world in 6 days. Everything was made for the enjoyment of man, his highest creature. Last and best, God gave man the Sabbath day. It was to be a day of rest from the ordinary 6 ordinary days. It was to be dedicated to communion with God. It was to be holy time. If in a sinless paradise God saw that man needed a Sabbath, how much more today in this world of sin must man need it? Are you enjoying rest on the Sabbath day? It will revive your flagging energies and deepen your spirituality. And so, dear friends, paradise is not just a dream.
这样看来, 乐园并不是一种梦想。
Paradise was an actual place.
乐园乃是一个实在的地方。
It was the home of our first parents.
它曾经是我们祖先所住的地方。
If you continue to study with us, you will learn how to inherit the land of paradise.
如果你和我们一同继续的研究, 你就会知道怎么样会得着这样的乐园。For
God has promised to us a restoration of the original paradise.
因为上帝曾经应许我们要恢复我们的乐园。We
will pray for you that God will help you to be a faithful listener.
我们要为你祈祷, 愿上帝帮助你, 使你做一个忠实的听众。
We would like to hear of your needs.
我们喜欢知道你所有的需要。
And so please write to us.
也请你给我们写信。And
now we say farewell to you until the next broadcast.
现在我们要跟你说再会。